Welcome, and thank you for joining us for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread on the 13th of March, 2024. The Bible reading today is from Psalm 118, verses 1 to 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. When hard pressed, I cry to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in humans. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Today's article, titled Cries of Distress, was written by Matt Lucas. Trapped under two floors of collapsed rubble caused by an earthquake, five-year-old Jinan, a Syrian girl, called out to rescuers as she shielded her little brother from the debris surrounding them. Get me out of here! I'll do anything for you! She cried heartbreakingly. I'll be your servant! Cries of distress are found throughout the Psalms. When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord. While we may never experience the crushing weight of an earthquake-collapsed building, we all recognize the suffocating fears from a challenging medical diagnosis, economic hardship, or uncertainty about the future, or even relational loss. In those moments, we may offer bargains to God for deliverance. But God doesn't need to be persuaded to help. He promises to answer, and while it may not be relief from our situation, he'll be with us and on our side. Nor do we need to fear any other peril, including death. We can say with the psalmist, the Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. We're not promised as dramatic a rescue as Jinan and her brother experienced, but we can trust our faithful God who brought the psalmist into a spacious place. He knows our situation and he'll never abandon us, even in death. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I call to you, knowing that you hear me. Thank you for being faithful and loving. Amen. Thank you for listening. My name is Adeyinka, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.